Hello and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled Open-Hearted Generosity was written by Monica LaRose. No one ever died saying, "I'm so glad for the self-centered, self-serving, and self-protective life I've lived," author Parker Palmer said in a commencement address, urging graduates to offer themselves to the world with open-hearted generosity. But, Parker continued, living this way would also mean learning how little you know and how easy it is to fail. Offering themselves in service to the world would require cultivating a beginner's mind to walk straight into your not knowing and take the risk of failing and failing again and again, then getting up to learn again and again. It's only when our lives are built on a foundation of grace that we can find the courage to choose such a life of fearless, open-hearted generosity. As Paul explained to his protege Timothy, we can confidently fan into flame and live out of God's gifting when we remember that it's God's grace that saves and calls us to a life of purpose. It's His power that gives us the courage to resist the temptation to live timidly in exchange for the Spirit's power, love, and self-discipline. And it's His grace that picks us up when we fall so that we can continue a lifelong journey of grounding our lives in His love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, His prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us into a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I'm suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that He is able to guard what I have entrusted to Him until that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we don't have to live timidly, fearfully guarding ourselves from failure or hurt. Your foundation of grace gives us courage to live open-hearted, generous, and holy lives. Help us lean into the courage you provide. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Brenna Holsklaw, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.